Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. All right, gang, here's your big program, hot-footing it to every Allied battle station around the world to answer those letters you send to Command Performance, care of the Special Service Division, Los Angeles. And if you think a P-38 can burn up space, just watch our smoke for the next half hour, because we're rolling past your APO number to set a new 30-minute record in tunes by your favorite musicians and stars. And getting us off to a flying start, here comes that ever-loving gal from the Stephen Foster belt, that gal with a bit of a soup in her voice and all of you guys in her heart, your mistress of ceremonies, Dinah Shore.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Amen. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord. Lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you'll hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Thanks, Ken Carpenter, for getting me on. And hello again, fellas. This is Dinah Shore. The circuit being open to APO 860, I'm calling the firehouse gang. Excuse me, that's the Foo House gang. I take the same funny paper. The Foo House gang is officially known as Swede, Termite, Ted, Baldy, and Yid. Cutting over to North Africa, I'm buzzing the guys who fly in the boxcars of the skies. Sergeant Gross adds PS 1, 2, and 3. PS number 3 asking me to broadcast a Schickelgruber. My pleasure, Sergeant. Love to the Black Scorpion Squadron somewhere in the Middle East, and Charlie Grauer, handle that plane with kid gloves. Harry Kaminsky at 251. I got a big kick out of that nameplate you sent me off of that Junkers 88. Thanks so much. Another Junkers on the junk pile. Howdy, Godfrey J. Darby and the whole gang over in India. Hello, Private Walter Villa and the fighting medics at 704. And now everybody move in close, because it ain't every day that Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra can visit Command Performance. With Glenn Gray, it's Pee Wee Hunt singing Little Man on the Hammer.
Now they're great men of wisdom, doctors, lawyers, and such, and even great politicians, but even they don't amount to much in comparison with a certain man who really has what it takes. He's the leading purveyor of bad dreams and a connoisseur of headaches. One little man with the hammer starts to hit you with all his might. You can bet your boots and your Sunday suit you got a little tired. When the little man with the hammer starts to reorganize your head, there ain't no pills gonna cure your ills. You might as well be dead. When it's after one and you're having fun, you never give a hand. But I bet you say after break of day, here come the British with a bang, bang. It's the little man with the hammer, always trying to pick a fight. So it's a little cup with a bottom up. We'll wear him out tonight. Yeah, there he goes, starting to pound. Maybe someday I'll get used to that sound. Pretty soon trumpets will start to blow, and old Gabriel will say, Pee-wee, you better go. Then that little man will try to make me wait, but I'll get away before it's too late. Then you know just what that little rascal will do? He'll pick someone else. Boy, I sure hope it's you. He'll try to get you. You better look out. That little man with the hammer that I'm talking about.
Thanks, Pee-wee Hunt, and more from Glenn Gray in a jiffy. At 969 is a guy named Alvin Guy with a yen for Faye McKenzie. Well, ever since Faye's recent overseas junket, she's had guys yenning for her from Vera Cruz to the Virgin Isles. So for Harry Bernstein, the Marines on St. Thomas, the Oklahoma Kid and the Fighter Command crowd at 847, Lieutenant Martin Gross of Brooklyn Dentist at AP09, and the mob at 845, where Faye was made co-pilot of a troop carrier squadron. Here's that dignified ditty so many of you have asked for. Faye McKenzie singing the Strip Polka.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang like to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when our Queenie skips and the band plays the polka as she strips.
Take it on!
But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. And she stopped, but always just in time. Oh, Queenie, queen of them all. Oh, Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in strip polka time. She's fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May. She hopes to retire to a farm someday. But you can't buy a farm unless you're up in the trips. So the band plays the polka as she strips. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. And she stops, but always just in time. Oh, she hates corny waltzes and she hates the garage. But there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's the fast-moving exit just in case something rips. The band plays the polka as she strips.
I know what you all must be thinking of me for doing this kind of work, but isn't it I really want to? It's just that a girl has to make a living. And I've had my application in at Lockheed for months. Well, you can go ahead and laugh at me if you want to, but I've had a lot of experience in defense work.
Well, now she's at Lockheed and she's doing fine. She's the queen of the assembly line. She's speeding up production, she no longer skips. But she hums her polka as she builds those ships. She's the toast of the nation, she keeps them flying in strip polka time.
Boy, the rest of us gals on this program are going to have to do some tall clipping to cut that Faye McKenzie. Now get a load of this one. Dear Command Performance, like all good soldiers, I gripe in the morning about the bugler. Every time I hear reveille, I remember when I was a kid in Topeka, Kansas. You see, Mom had a terrific cuckoo clock that woke me up. I'd sure like to hear that old cuckoo again. Signed, Private Sam Superman Walters. Okay, Superman, here's your cuckoo clock. Thank you, Mr. Soundman. That's the first cuckoo clock I ever saw wearing a sports shirt. Now I'm pushing the international button to buzz the bakers at 662 and a tough cookie, Sarge Bob Kelly. Also the dit-happy radio operators and all hands at 848. Hello, Jack Colleen on North Atlantic Patrol. Love to the San Francisco Regiment in Africa. The same to 8 duck shooters at 302. Tomasini, Angelini, and Shanklin. And Pete, you made the pants too long to narrow. And somebody at 700... tell Sergeant E.R. Abbott there's an 8-pound, 10-ounce glamour gal named Martha Lynn at the Abbott home. And Marine Corporal Tommy McClure in the South Pacific owes the stork for an 8-pound boy delivered April 12th. All concerned in both cases are doing nicely. In fact, Mrs. Abbott is right here in the studio audience. Congratulations, fellas, and Mrs. Abbott. Regards from Lana Turner to H.E. Watling and all Tommies of the M.A.C. Hello, Danny Chambers, Big Buff Ward and Red Sweet at 3-4. Hi there, Tony Lorino from Houston, now in India, and to Omer the Great at 860. For all of you everywhere, and for Smitty, Bill, and Sam, three birds getting their wings repaired in one of our Army hospitals, here's a hot tune of the hour. Why don't you do right? You had plenty money, 1922. You let other people make a fool of you. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Like some other men do. Like some other men do. Like some other men do. Well, Command Performance and I are checking in next with Carl Thibodeau, New Orleans gift to Australia, and president of the 8-Ball Club down there. Al Leedy is Buffy, secretary in charge of, and Jack Coffin is keeper of the 8-Ball. Doc Doherty writes from Southeast Africa and says, tell Bing Crosby next time he goes golfing to tee off on Bob Hope's nose. Reasonable. Aside from all this, we're acknowledging receipt of another Junkers 88 nameplate from Corporal Crossman on the North African front, and answering that 972 mail from Captain Brame, three Okies, Shack Up, Twitchit, and Melon Tummy, with a cute new novelty tune, Can't Get Stuff in Your Cuff by the Pied Pipers. Hey,
in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. 'Cause you got no cup to get stuff in.
You've heard of zoot suits and reed pleats, but Uncle Sam says they got to go. And when he says that's all, Jack, that's all, don't you know?
Still,
there's one thing you don't have to worry about, whatever else is on your mind. 'Cause when you hang your trousers up, this is what you'll find. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. 'Cause you got no cup to get stuff in. Can't get a crease in your pleats. Can't get a crease in your pleats. Can't get a crease in your pleats. 'Cause you got no pleats to get a crease in. No more zoot suits, no more reed pleats, no more nothing.
Right soon there's gonna be not much meat and little mutton.
Not even mutton?
No.
Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup.
Well, you
can't get the meat for hashing and can't get potatoes for mashing. But one thing, they still ration, it's murder. Can't get stuff in your cup.
Thank you, Pied Pipers, and check in again right soon, will you? Well, gang, we're cutting in with a new splash to Iceland, Greenland, Alaska, and Newfoundland, and yelling extra, extra to our brethren of the AEF all the way from Kodiak to Calcutta. The rush copy reading that a member of the fair sex has finally... What did I say? A rush copy order reading that a member of the fair sex has finally joined Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. Mr. Gray held out against us women for years before he weakened, but our transcontinental reports prove that Glenn has made a very neat choice. It's a command performance for Casa Loma's new girl vocalist, Eugenie Baird, singing The Man I Love.
Someday you'll come along, man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll hold my hand. And though we seem absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just enough for two, from which I never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting.
Thanks, Eugenie Baird. Now, fellas, run up the storm warnings, because there's a big blow coming up. Marine Corps pushers, Haig and Gill from Los Angeles, now in the South Pacific, along with scores of you and the Merchant Marine and the Army Nurse Corps, have ordered Command Performance to produce the hottest tune by the band currently playing at the Hollywood Palladium. And that's our boy, Glenn Gray. Glenn, what's a good word?
Well, Dinah, just that the Casaloma gang is honored to be on Command Performance. And we're saying hello to all the cats and bugs from those good old days at the Glen Island Casino, the Pennsylvania Hotel, and the Sherman House in Chicago.
And the Totem Pole in Boston?
And good old Totem Pole. A classy joint.
And and that Glen Gray special they all want?
No name jive, Dinah?
Oh, name it, Mr. Gray.
Thank you.
Ben Gray. Well, gang, I've sort of been saving this one. You know, around this time of year, the old Dr. Miles calendar sports a big red number that says Mother's Day. That's the day we forgive Mom for the time she washed out our mouth for cussing out the neighbor's kid. And the day we say to heck with glamour gals is one gal that's got them all beat. Ever so many of you over there have suggested that Command Performance do a little something about Mother's Day. So here's a touch of a song that each of you wants dedicated to your own dear mom.
Your package arrived, but was missing a stay. Your cake made a hit with all the boys in the camp. The food is okay. Don't worry your head. I sleep pretty well, but I miss my old bed. And oh, how I wish they'd make this army co-ed. Still, I love it. If you should run into a certain you-know-who, please do this for me. Give her a kiss for me. Tell her to write me nightly, dear mom. That's all for tonight. The bugle just blew. Tomorrow's a big day with plenty to do. I like it here, but I'm kind of homesick for you. For I love you, dear mom.
Well, knowing you fellas like we do, we won't go into any big closing production with the pipe organ and the harp. This is Dinah sending love and kisses. And if it's possible for you men to read between the lines of this radio program, you'll find them loaded with good luck and Godspeed from everybody in the USA. So long, gang.
This is Ken Carpenter throwing out the switch and breaking the circuit till next week. Final sentence reads this way. Command Performance was arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.